What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So I've got a lot to share about what I went and did. And it was very hard, but good work. And I think in step in the right direction. And I'm excited to share. I'm still processing. And I think in time, you know, I'll sprinkle it, you know?
Help us all out. Give us some tips and pointers.
It's good. It's just, you know, it's hard work. Doing the work is hard work.
Sure.
As you know, and as you're going through, and but I think it's good work, and I think it's important work to do.
Sure. Hi, Mark. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Are you kidding me? Jesus.
Hi.
Hello. I do feel a little bad. We found out that Catherine was getting a divorce, and that's very sad. And I made a flippant, insensitive comment at the end that is it the podcast's fault because the track record for relationships isn't great? And that was rude, and I apologize.
It was a little rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes, I agree, and I'm sorry. It's just, that was my first reaction was, oh, not Catherine too. Like, that was my honest first reaction when I was told what had happened. I was like, oh, that's so sad. And now, you know, a year, well, you know, it just, times change.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because I think people would say that though. Like, but someone that I wouldn't, like, I know what you were trying to say. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I totally know. Like, it was a funny ha-ha.
That was the point, yeah.
Yeah, but I think people actually would say that.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yeah, like, you know, like, people would say in comments, like, oh, she drives every man to cheat, or, you know, of course her husband would leave. She wasn't having sex with him, or, you know what I mean? Or, like, people, like, it's like they say things and then they're like, that's what's like hurtful, because it's like when you don't really know. But what you were saying was just more of like a.
Yeah. But maybe that triggered a little bit of like, people may really say that.
The trolls could say that, you know, Jana's putting ideas in her friends' heads that she got out and they got to get out. Because there is a stat to that, by the way.
Is there?
You are much more likely to get divorced if your friend gets a divorce. Yes, it jumps up.
Interesting.
Percentage jumps up. Yeah.
Well.
That's not what I was saying, but there is something to that.
Look, I will say this. If anyone, and Kat has been there, like, she saw me the last year. She saw me the first month. If I was someone that saw that, I'd be like, I ain't getting divorced.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through that. That does not look fun. You know, anything, I almost think the reverse, because I'm like, and then going into the dating and doing all that work. It's like, to me, I'm like, I would, if I was like watching myself, be like, I'm staying in my marriage, like, you know? And again, like, which is why I said, like, I would have, because I'm like, all that other stuff is just like, it's work regardless. Right.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I haven't heard that stat, but
I think the reason it happens is because, and I'm not saying this for you two at all, I'm just saying in general, I think there's a perception of when your friend, a bunch of friends in a marriage, and one of them gets out of their marriage, they only see that upside. They see, like, look at her. She's going out with a friend. She's having so much fun. Oh my gosh, that guy she dated is so hot. Oh my gosh, look at her. She's just going around and having a blast. She's, because the grass is always greener.
What,
you know?
What so suddenly, divorced person are you seeing that's doing that?
Definitely not me.
I would, no. And that's not been me the last year either. Like, yes, I've gone on some dates, and yes,
gives me hives.
But like, there's no part that was like, I am going out with my girls. You know what my girls are doing? They're taking their kids to dance. And I'm like, I'm texting them going, can you guys come over?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, no, I've got to run him to there and her to there. And it's like, which is, you know, the unfortunate part of why I think I jumped into things is because I wanted like that thing to help fill that void. But yeah, I mean, there's, at least this hot girl summer ain't hot girl summer. Like and it wasn't hot girl summer last year either. It was more like crying and like, you know, being alone, and like, it's not going, like, we went to Miami once and it was my divorce party. Like,
and
you know,
I ain't going to Miami for my divorce party. That's just not my personality though. So at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not excited to date. I don't like to go out, you know, like, no,
I would be dreading that. I would dread that part of it. But isn't there a grass is always greener element, not just necessarily in divorcing, but isn't like the single people, they just want to get married and they just want to find somebody. But married people are kind of like, oh, that must be so nice to have that freedom and do whatever you want. I think there is some of that.
I agree with that. I would agree with that for sure. I would agree with that in a sense, because I mean, if people liked to go out and saw you going out, that would be exciting and fun, you know?
Yeah. And look,
but
I'm
watching
not
you, no offense, not appealing to anyone.
What? Listen, that was hard. I didn't want to get divorced. That's the thing. Like, I didn't want to get divorced. I was a mess. Like, no part of me ever wanted to divorce that man, ever. Like, I had no choice.
Our circumstances are just so different. It's just so different. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so much wrong there. We've been having issues for years, just kind of swept them under the rug and just decided to live, you know, just keep going. Just very, very, very different circumstances, like nothing even similar. So I don't think that you could even.
I do get the other, you know, the other side, but I think it's like, it's hard being single. It's hard being in a relationship. It's hard being married. It's hard being, you know, doing the work. It's like, it's all just kind of hard, but at the same time, like, I mean, now I see the greener side. Like, now I'm so thankful to be where I'm at, and I'm thankful to be single, and I'm thankful to be, you know, in a good spot. And I think you're already seeing that, which is amazing. Like, it's interesting though, like, because my unhealthiness love last year of like, I just like, I don't want to be alone. Like, cause I thought a man could fill that void. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not even on your, so it's like, it's interesting. Like how different we think too.
Well, I like to be alone. I'm a loner. And that's the whole thing with you. I'm like, you get to be alone.
I know you were jealous of that. I'm like, I don't want to be alone.
And maybe there was an aspect of that. Sure. That I looked at her and I'm like, man, she doesn't see and value that. Whereas I felt like I would, you know, so maybe there is a part of that that was like, man, like, she gets to be on her own and work on things and do this. And that was, yes, that was very much appealing to me in the sense of like, I want to have that time. I want to have that time to work on myself and be happy. And, you know, so I think in a good way, yes, maybe it definitely did help watching.
Well, I will say it took me a year to get to where you are, like that part. Like, right now I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, to like, because I think healthy attracts healthy. Sure. And I think I was so unhealthy in certain areas that I'm really excited to like really like, you know, and a lot of the stuff that I did this past weekend is the start of that. And, mm-hmm. and not putting an emphasis on like, my worth is not dependent on a relationship.
Yeah.
And I think I've always put it on that because of all my like daddy stuff, but then mm-hmm. that's where basically I'm going to talk more about it, but I'm also going to get the person that runs the place on here. And so, that's going to be a, that's when I'll dive deeper into that work, because it's just, realizing your worth might take a little while, but when you do, when you dig deep, it's a good place to be. So, but before, we do that, we're going to have Mary Ellen on because we are going to talk about boundaries. So let's take a break and get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week. Or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit.
Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna fangirl for like 1 second.
Okay, let's. Can I fangirl on you because you're so cute.
Thank you.
Like, you're so pretty. I love your office. You're adorable.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. This is the sticky wallpaper that I got for like a dollar at Target.
I love it. Well, I'm Jana. This is Catherine.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Mary Ellen.
Okay, you can totally fangirl if you want. Let's do this.
Okay. So it's really funny that I'm about to talk about boundaries because I'm going to cross one right now. And I just have to ask you what it's like kissing Stephen Coletti.
That's a good question.
Coming from the boundary queen herself, she's asking such a personal question. How was it? Kissing Stephen. I love Stephen Coletti. I really do. And I hope he doesn't hear this. I've had better.
All right.
But I love Stephen. And I think, we had like our chemistry wasn't like that. You know what I mean? Like we had more of like a brother-sister chemistry. So I think that also impacted those scenes, because I mean, literally we'd be like making out and then we'd be like, so are we going to have Caesar salad? And then like, what else do you think they're going to have at lunch today? And like, we didn't have like, I don't think we were necessarily like, cause he was younger. I was in a relationship and I mean, not that that matters. No, it does matter, but I'm saying like
for acting,
what I meant for acting and like, you can still have chemistry with someone. But yeah, I mean, he's,
yeah.
Alex enjoyed it. Jana, not so much.
That's what matters.
Yeah, I was too into, it was just the jab. I wasn't like paying attention to like, ooh, this kiss is amazing. I'm trying to think who the best kisser was though that I've ever like on screen kissed.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know. It must be so awkward.
It is very awkward the first time. Like when you are about to the first kiss is always the most awkward kiss. Cause you're like I'm, most of the time I've been in a relationship when I've filmed something. So it's like, oh, like this just feels weird too. But also like, it's just that first kiss. It's like, you're going to have butterflies regardless. Right.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
If you have butterflies before kissing on screen.
I mean, cause I'm like, it's not
it's
normal.
Just like yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but then afterwards it's like, oh, then this just goes away.
So who was the best?
I'm trying to remember. I can't. I mean, I haven't like had like a bad one, but the best, I don't know. I mean, they've all been like the Hallmarky kisses,
true.
So it's not like, I don't want to say.
Okay, she knows.
I know, but I don't want to say. Anyways, I'm going to put a boundary up and hold that one for myself.
Good for you.
But y'all can go fire off in the comments and take a guess. Yes. It's weird. But anyhow. Okay, so I'm very excited to have you. So you're a One Tree Hiller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 32. So I was like right the age range as like it was coming out. So, yeah. I mean, who isn't a One Tree Hiller? Let's be honest.
Right? but you contacted, do you listen to the podcast?
I do. It's so funny because I talk about boundaries all the time. People make fun of me for talking about boundaries all the time. I am a therapist, so it's appropriate in a lot of ways, but also in my personal life. Like my dad, who's not a therapist, he's in his 70s. He's like, since when did this word boundaries become so popular? Like, I never heard that word like before you. So I was walking my dog and listening to your podcast, and you were talking about how you needed someone to talk about boundaries. And I was like, I can do that.
You're like, pick me. I can do this. So there was something that you said in your, I believe it was your email to Catherine, because you emailed Catherine. Yep. And you said something like, is it that you don't like to put the word boundaries, or there's something that I was like, oh, this is an interesting thought.
So recently, I have been seeing boundaries everywhere, and it's kind of similar to, you know,
gaslighting.
Yeah, all of these things that are being talked about everywhere. And I had a client come in the other day that was like, yeah, so I told them to F off because I was setting a boundary. And I'm like, no. Setting a boundary is not an excuse to, like, you know, be mean to people. And I've been hearing it more in that way of like, oh, well, I can set a boundary and just shut these people out of my life. And maybe that's your boundary, but boundaries like are so much more nuanced than that. And I worry that people are getting this message of like, you're either in my life or you're out of my life. And that's what a boundary is. And it's like, no. Like any healthy relationship is going to have boundaries too.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. It's almost like, and this is another word, like stonewalling. So it's like, I think the key words in 2022 are narcissist, stonewalling, gaslighting, boundaries. And having said all that, though, it is very interesting to look at all of those things and go, oh, wow, like that helps explain certain things, or like, oh, ooh, like I think I've done one or so of those. Like, I'm going to make sure, like, I didn't know that I'm saying I'm sorry you feel that way is a gaslighting comment. You know, so it's like kind of recognizing, going, oh, shoot, how do I change that? Or, but I think when it comes to boundaries with that, it almost thinks like just to shut someone out seems like a very stonewalling. I don't know. But again, I'm trying to learn. Also, love bombing. That's another one that is one been used. But I'm curious, like, is that a part of that? Like, would that go into the stonewalling chapter?
Maybe. I'm all about boundaries. I love setting boundaries. I love talking about them. But I do get worried that we're like missing the point, you know, and sometimes we're going to say goodbye, I don't need you in my life anymore. Absolutely. But most of the time when we're setting boundaries, it's to actually keep people in our lives in a healthy way and a happy way so that we don't become resentful of them, so that we don't, you know, hate them in 10 years, that kind of thing.
I love that we just said boundaries are actually to keep people in your life, not to not have them in your life.
Right. And of course, there's certain people that maybe we just, you know, they shouldn't be in our lives, or we shouldn't be in their lives. But boundaries, like any healthy relationship, you want boundaries. It can make the relationship healthier to know kind of like where your role ends and my role begins. Mm-hmm. And that's really what boundaries are supposed to be, right? Like I know what my side of the street is and I know what your side of the street is. And I'm going to make sure over here is clean. And I'm going to make sure I don't go into your side of the street when I'm not supposed to.
So what's healthy boundaries in a relationship that you think, or is it something that where it's only based upon, what's right, like what's in the relationship, I guess.
I think it's obviously very dependent on the relationship and the type of relationship, but I think healthy boundaries are when neither person in the relationship, whether it's a friendship or a family member or a romantic relationship, when neither person is making decisions out of guilt, out of fear of the other person leaving them or fear of the other person being mad or being rejected. Like so often we're making decisions based out of those feelings versus based out of what's best for me, what's best for the relationship, what's best for this person.
How do you stick to, because that's my biggest thing. So I have like, there's, you know, certain boundaries that I have let people, and I will say, I've also stepped over certain boundaries too in my past relationships. And, let's start with that. So if I was to cross a boundary, is it the person and vice versa? Is it the person to set the, what happens when you cross a boundary? Is that like, what do you do from then? Like, let's say it's like, okay, no more slamming doors. I slammed a door. You know what I mean? Like if a boundary is do not slam a door in a house and I slammed a door.
So here's the thing. People don't change like that. So I think if we're working with people, if I'm trying to set a boundary with you and you forget or you don't do it, but you have the good intentions and you want to have a productive conversation about it and you apologize and say, okay, I understand why this is crossing your boundary. That's a whole different story versus I'm just slamming the door and like not taking into consideration what you want, you know? Cause I think the other problem is a lot of the time when people are crossing our boundaries, they don't even know. Like that's a very good example of, okay, this person knows that you don't like slamming doors. Like for me, if I'm in a relationship, like name calling is not okay. Like that's a huge boundary of mine that I set right from the beginning. But I've been in relationships where, you know, in the heat of the moment, there's been name calling, but then there's been the, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That's my fault. I take responsibility for this. I know I crossed a boundary. I'm going to do this to make sure I don't cross that boundary again. I respect that boundary. And I think that like those conversations are so different than the, why are you mad that I slammed a door?
Sure. You know? Yeah. So for example, like, let's say one of my boundaries is, if you lie to me, that's a huge boundary for me, lying.
Yeah.
What happens then if that person lies?
What am I supposed to do?
Because in my mind, I'm like, I know now that I can't be with anyone that has, well, it's just so hard. This is where the boundaries get so gray is because I'm like, I get, it's very hard to be honest. I get that. I haven't been honest at times. So, but now knowing my season of healing and growth and stuff, when I say, you know, if you were to lie about this subject, this would be catastrophic in the relationship. Like if you were to lie about cheating on your ex-wife or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, let's just say that example, like, and I find out then like, when I find out, it's like, but that's such a bound, like the lie, it's not really the act, it's like the lie. So what do you do with that? Because I feel like lying is such a big boundary.
Lying is huge. So I think that what you do with that says more about you than the other person.
Okay, please talk to me more about that. Because I talk to me about that. And yeah.
So this is a great example. So if I say lying is a huge boundary, you know, first date, this is my boundary. Do you have anything to tell me? Okay. Fifth date. Do you have anything to tell me? Do you have anything to tell me? And then this person comes back to me and I find out in kind of a not so great way. And they're not honest with me. You know, it would be one thing. I think if someone comes to you and is like, I wasn't honest with you. Mm-hmm. Honesty is hard. We were just getting to know each other. Now that we know each other well, right? Like, I think that can be something worked with. But if I find out in another way and I'm upset and you cross my boundary and then I decide to forgive it, forgive is the wrong word because forgiveness is good. I decide to move past it and, you know, violate that boundary. Why am I doing that? Am I doing that because I trust you and I believe that people make mistakes and you made a mistake? Or am I doing it because I'm getting other needs met from you and I don't want to, you know, give up those other needs I'm getting met from by you? So I'm just going to ignore this huge, big need because I'm getting these other little needs met. You know, am I doing it because I don't want to feel rejected or insecure or alone or any of those feelings? I think that figuring out why you're doing that is a huge piece of the puzzle.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
That's
a very good point.
It's a very good point. And also realizing that that kind of boundary is something that shouldn't be crossed, essentially, too.
Well, and realizing, like, I think values are a good kind of like baseline to decide our boundaries, right? So you have a big value of honesty. I mean, I do too. I'm guessing you do too, Catherine.
Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people do, but
I will say, like, I do, like, I'm a big, like, you know, 24-hour grace, you know, like, hey, I wasn't honest about that. I'd like to correct that. Like, I'm all about a correction of a lie.
But that's so different because that's someone coming and saying, hey, I need to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's such a different way about things than finding out about lies.
Yes.
It's just two completely different ways to lie, in my opinion. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems...
I absolutely agree. Yeah. And I think it also is like helping the other person to and it's not other people's responsibilities to understand all of our inner workings, but helping the other person to understand, this is why this is a boundary for me. This is why this is a trigger for me. And if I'm overreacting, like, okay, let me know. also recognize that this is what it feels like to me. So for me, it's not an overreaction. For me, this is, you know, having that person understand where that's coming from, and maybe they just won't care and they'll be kind of a jerk about it, or maybe that will like add some more to the story, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think, right. Yeah. So writing down, like, so for me, it would be like, okay, these are things that like cheating, no go, like in the relationship, lying about, you know, some of the stuff that like that would be like, I'd feel like all that stuff would like, and has triggered me in my past because of past experiences, granted worked through them, but still.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think too, again, is how people handle it. Mm-hmm. That is also so triggering for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about someone lying to you. I mean, it is, but it's not just about them lying to you. Mm-hmm. It's how they handle it. It's how they speak to you. It's how it's, it, you know what I mean? It's so encompassed in so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
You finding out about someone lying, them not even being honest when you bring the lie, is just digging a hole that's so many triggers. It's not just a simple lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we also work based on muscle memory. So if someone is lying about lying, you have, I mean, I know this from listening to your podcast, you have been in a position before where people have lied to you about lying. And so like our brains and our bodies have muscle memory. So when someone's lying to you about lying again, and then you're triggered, you're going to go back to that place that you're so comfortable in of guilt and fear and insecurity and all of that.
And detective and like mm-hmm. all of it, like, yeah, just like all the fear, all the like question. And that's, I'm like, I don't want to play. I'm not playing detective. You know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah.
And then you start acting out of your fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you want to make decisions? Like, do you want to be making fear-based decisions? And I feel like that's how most people make their boundaries or lack thereof, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want this person to be mad at me. Oh, I don't want to, you know, create this situation. So I'm not going to say this boundary, but that's not, you know, what's underneath that fear is underneath that fear. Okay. I'm having this fear because I'm in this situation where someone's lying to me about lying. And this is kind of my muscle memory reaction. And how do I actually want to make this decision? Does that make any sense?
No, it does. Really good, it absolutely does. Because I think if I was to be faced in that kind of next situation, I think I would, if that was to happen again, I'd be like, nope, I can't. Cause I know my nervous system remembers all the trauma from previous relationships that I would be like, I don't like the version of who that person, who I become. And also I know for myself, I actually do deserve better than that, you know, now. So it's like, I think that's like, but sticking to that boundary has always been such a hard thing because of the conditions and what I have been conditioned to believe. And what I believed in myself, right? So it's like, you know, that's where it becomes that like battle with like this person going, you know, my one side going like, you know, you deserve so much better. Don't stay. And the other person's like, well, you do deserve it. You know, and they're like, you're a piece of shit. You're not worried. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like this like meep, meep, meep battle.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so I do EMDR too. Mm-hmm. I love that you promote that, by the way, but you know that like trauma gets stuck, it gets stuck in our brain. Mm-hmm. And so those places where it's still stuck, we kind of like revert right back to that.
Yeah.
And then we become exactly that person that we don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's tough too, because if we're interacting with people who respect that, you know, maybe it won't be as nice of a conversation as like, oh, I respect that boundary. Maybe it won't be as pretty as that, but it can be, okay, I hear where you're like, I see why this is triggering you and I didn't mean it that way, but like, let's kind of rewind and figure out how we can do this together. Right. Because that person or whoever, you know, we're in relationships with, have their own boundaries too. And we have to make sure we're also not crossing those boundaries, which I'm sure we accidentally do sometimes. And so figuring out almost like new boundaries together also, you know, new boundaries of like,
how do you stick to it though? Like when you know, how do you,
can you
stick
just
to it?
Hold my hands at the fire. So yeah. I will stick to my boundary.
Yeah. How do you just do that? You just have to do it.
So you recognize when you're making like fear or guilt-based decisions. And if you're making a fear or guilt-based decision, you call Catherine and say, I'm about to make a bad decision.
Right,
I like that advice.
Wait, tell my friends.
Wait, I have to tell my friends that the boundary was crossed.
I mean, usually I would like not tell them anything because I wouldn't want them to like hate the person.
We find out later. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
If they have a reason to hate the person, then that might not be a good sign.
I know.
That might be a fear or guilt. Sticking
the boundaries is hard, but the thing is, the person that we need to set boundaries with are people. Are acting in the only way they know how. Mm-hmm. They're not, I don't want to say they're not doing anything wrong. Cause like, I think lying's wrong or, you know, some things are wrong, but like, they're not purposely doing anything. This is how they function. Like, this is how they function. And I'm a therapist. I believe people can change, but people have to want to change and be willing to have those conversations. So if you're trying to set a boundary with someone and they're still lying to you, or they're trying to blame you or getting defensive or whatever, like that is the way they know how to act. And so if this is the only way they know how to act, they're going to keep acting that way. Mm. And by me continuing to do what I'm doing, that's continuing to reinforce them acting this way. Mm-hmm. So like I am actually encouraging them to act this way by not setting a boundary, by not sticking to my boundary.
Ooh, that's really good. That's so true.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, because I'm just thinking through, like, you can't really, like, that's how they act. Like she said, like, that's how they know to react and act. So like, what's going to change that? And then if you're essentially enabling them to act that way because you allow it, like, how do you change that cycle?
Right. And it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, my ex would say, like, I knew I could still cheat because, you know, you wouldn't leave. I knew you would never leave. So it's like,
so what's stopping you from?
I was like, even though I was always like, if you do it one more time, I'm out of here. But of course, like you said, it's like, that's the,
what's preventing you from sticking to that?
Oh, it was all like my lack of self-worth and believing that I deserved it or that it was my fault or, and that I just, you know, have done so much work around that now. Like now I know it now. It's just sticking to it.
I think like, one thing that might be, I was about to say fun, but probably not fun, but like, ask yourself, like, these things that you now believe about yourself or that you're starting to believe and want to believe even more, would a person, like, take yourself out of it. Would a person who believes I deserve this, I want this, you know, this, that, and the other, what would they do? Mm-hmm. You know, what would that person do? Because I'm like 50% there, but I'm not like 100% there yet. And so what would the 100% person do? And can I do something, you know, based out of that? And the other thing is, setting boundaries are way more uncomfortable for us than it is for the other person. Way more uncomfortable. Like, it's that other person who's lying and, you know, acting the way they know how to act. They're not uncomfortable. They're acting how they've always acted. And us stepping out of our comfort zone and like increasing that anxiety and saying, here's my boundary, or this is what I'm doing. Like, that's so uncomfortable. And so that may be a reason you're not sticking to them also, is because it's just weird. You're not used to it. Like, if you have never stuck to boundaries, you don't know what that's like.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
I feel like a lot of times in my previous situations where it's a lot of shifting blame. So it's like, you start to think like, oh, well, it's my fault that they went and did that. Or it's my fault because of my, you know, and so that then you take on that stuff. And that's also knowing now that that's not true. But I think that happens a lot as well. Like women take on what they say, well, you kicked me out of the house. And so, or, well, you were yelling or you were needy or you were this or you were that. And
they believe what they're being told.
Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, I was being a little bit of a bitch or I was, you know, so then they take on the blame for the person's actions.
I think one thing that helps with that, because for me, like if I'm in a relationship and they come and blame me and they're like, well, you were being kind of a bitch, you were being kind of needy. And someone tells me like, you're not a bitch, you're not needy, I wouldn't believe them. So like what helps me in those moments is like, okay, even if I was being a little needy, let's say I was being a little needy. Okay. They still shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that's still not okay. And then hopefully work up to the point of I'm not a bitch, I'm not needy, I'm awesome, I'm deserving. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we can't go from 0 to 100. We have to kind of start small. And so if you're in a place where like logically, you know, you're deserving, but emotionally you don't feel it yet, maybe say to yourself, okay, I don't feel deserving and maybe I'm not deserving of better, or maybe I don't feel whatever yet. And I'm working towards that. And what they're doing is still not okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it okay. Oh, like mm-hmm. I slammed the door. I was the one that did something wrong. Okay. We can apologize for that because we're humans and not do it again. And that doesn't make it okay for them to lie. Yeah. And I feel like it's become this like back and forth of who to blame, like you're mm-hmm. saying. And it's like, no,
yeah,
I don't care if you were being a bitch. They shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And I think that like we should also, and I said it a little bit, but with boundaries, like also look at like we have functions of our behaviors. So there's a reason we do things. There's a reason you're not sticking to your boundaries. Is that reason, you know, it's muscle memory, it's comfort? Is that reason because, you know, they're meeting other needs for you that like you don't want to let go of? I think figuring out those reasons will also help you stick to those boundaries.
Sure.
Because then you'll know kind of the missing piece that, okay, they're meeting this need for me, but let me go find that need elsewhere so I can like keep these boundaries up here.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and I've realized like through work and stuff, it's like that need was like being wanted and loved, you know? It was loved enough, you know, to like, because I put worth in that, you know, in relationships and like that defines because of, you know, won't go into all the childhood stuff now, but yeah, that's, you know, it makes so much sense. It's a definitely like a light bulb kind of moment, but I think you're right. Like once you are in that healthy spot and you do believe that, like your boundaries will be better. And I think even for you, Kat, like yeah. You realize that too, like you're so aware of what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a great place to be in too.
Yes, I feel like I am, but I think there's a lot of needs out there that I haven't tapped into that I have to like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I can be very aware, but at the same time, like there's a lot of work I need to do to figure out how to be a healthier mm-hmm. version of myself.
But I think we all have work too. And that's the thing. Like I don't think you stop healing and growing. I think you yeah. continue to do that. So, and that is, you know, boundaries is not just relationship, you know, I think the boundaries in friends, and I think we've, you know, set certain boundaries of people in our life to say, I don't, and it's okay if you don't want them in your life anymore. I think there's a healthy way, right? To be like, this is just isn't healthy or it's bringing up stuff. And I don't like Absolutely. That it's one-sided or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to happen with lots of, you know, there are times where it's like, okay, this relationship is not serving me. It's not healthy. There's way too many unhealthy things unhealthy. So, you know, we're just going to have to part our ways, which is totally, it's normal. But you mentioned something interesting, Jana. You mentioned that like, you know, that your need is for love. And so if you have a need of respect, but you're like craving the love, like that is going to trump the respect mm-hmm. every single time. Mm-hmm. If that's what you're craving, because that's also a human need. Like we all need that. Mm-hmm. And so like, is there a way to, and not to put you on the spot, you don't have to answer this, but is there a way to get that need for respect up there at that same level as the need for like love and validation?
Well, that's to love myself. When I love myself, like loving myself gets me the respect, because I will, it's the same respect is kind of like how I've realized it. If that makes sense.
That's awesome. It's hard to do though.
Oh, yeah. Especially like when you've been conditioned hard. Like a certain way, like I'm sure, you know, people, if you've been conditioned a certain way to not be, you're not affectionate, like, mm-hmm. and now you're like, it's, oh, that's yeah. that's your conditioning. It's like, I've always been conditioned to be affectionate
yeah.
and love. And
it
like,
feels so weird to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, since I was in high school, like when Matthew broke up with me, my high school sweetheart, I was like devastated, you know, cause I'm like, but I put so much, because that was like my first boyfriend after my parents' divorce. And like, you know, and it's like, again, someone like, so it's like, that has just been so routine. And I don't know, like, you know, you growing up in a not very physical yeah. household, it's like you get routined into these places where that's just what you want and crave, or not want and mm-hmm. crave.
Yes.
You know?
So I think it's interesting too, because like, I think what we crave and what we need are two different things. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I think they can overlap, but sometimes I think they're different. And like Catherine was saying, like, I feel like our needs are changing all the time and I don't know all my needs. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I feel like I need to set a boundary. I feel like something's not feeling right, but I don't know what that is. And so that's another thing with sticking to boundaries. Like maybe we need to like tweak them for you, like not to have people, you know, lie to you and for you to accept that. But like, what is that? Maybe for you, you're just like, nope, I'm done. Like, I know other people can have conversations about this and get past this, but I can't, because if I have a conversation about it, I'm going to get sucked back into that craving. And this is my need over here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe like changing that boundary for yourself in a way that you will stick to it.
Yeah. I think I will. I know I will now because I love myself enough to know that I deserve respect and love.
There you go.
There you go.
That's amazing.
And I have my friends that will beat me to shit if I don't.
No, quite possibly.
That's their boundary. But
that's their boundary. No, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's like, I'm good. Like, I've got like, my focus is my like babies, yeah, my kiddos. I don't need, love is not going to be, being in a relationship is not going to validate my worth. And I always wanted it to. I've always put, it will not be the thing to validate my worth. And I look up to you, Kat, because you don't, seeing you strong, it's like, that's not going, okay, I don't need to put that, all that worth in that basket. Cause that's not what it is.
Right.
You know, I don't need that. I would love it one day. You know, I love a relationship, but not the wrong one. I've been in the wrong ones before.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in that. I'd want to set healthy boundaries to not do that again and again. It's not fun. I don't want to have to go to a place again.
Last one. So you need to tune up again. Yeah. A little tune up. We just have someone come here and we do it together.
I know, seriously. Yeah.
I think figuring out our needs, like as they're ever changing, is important too. Cause like, I've dated plenty of douchebags and I'm like, wait, this guy who's like not that great is telling me I'm not, like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I almost had like, I had a bunch of aha moments, but like finally the aha moment that stuck with me was like, I was like, wait, I know that I'm like, you know, worth a lot more than like what they're giving me. And like this person who's like not very nice, not very attractive, not very successful, you know, all that doesn't make a person's worth obviously. But I was like, why am I listening to that person instead of listening to all these other people over here and what they're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the light bulb moment. It's like, listen to what your friends say, you know, when they say you deserve it, like you do. Yeah. Catherine.
Right. Right. Told I'm you. Sure if they're good friends, they're going to be honest with you.
Yeah. And you have a podcast too, right?
I do. I have a podcast. It's called the Okay-ish Podcast.
And what do you talk about on there? Is it okay-ish? So, like, what do you talk about?
Yeah. It's all about like mental health in this world today. So I talk about things that are so trendy, like, you know, gaslighting and empowerment and all of that. There's lots of, you know, being positive is great, but there's lots of like toxic positivity. That's where the name okay-ish came from, of like, it's, you know, it's not realistic to be amazing every single day and that's okay. And being able to like manage these things. So it's a lot of kind of like translating trendy mental health terms and being able to talk about all of that.
I love that. Yeah. So our listeners can find you on the Okay-ish Podcast and then where else?
On Instagram, I am pretty active and it's Mary Ellen Dance.
Yay. Awesome.
At Mary Ellen Dance. Yeah.
Well, is there anything you want to leave us with boundary wise or anything else, with any of the other hot topic words out there?
Just that sticking to boundaries is going to help your relationship. Like whatever next relationship you get into or friendships or whatever that are going to be healthy will have good boundaries. Like there's no way you can have a healthy relationship without some good boundaries. And so thinking of it in a good way, this is going to strengthen us if we have these boundaries, like that, there's comfort in that. There's a lot of comfort in that.
I love that. Well, thank you, Mary Ellen. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right. Bye, girl. See ya.
Bye.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I know we're very different. Have you ever gone to like the, I'm going to be alone forever?
No.
No.
I mean, I've thought about it, like in the sense that I could do it and I could be fine. But honestly, I think I've always gone to that place in a unhealthy way. Like, I'm fine being alone. I can do this on my own. I don't need anybody. So
I don't think that's unhealthy. I think,
well, in my case, it is.
Okay.
Because then that's more of like a coping mechanism versus starting to see like, you know what, like, I am going to want love. I am going to want this down the road, and I'm going to deserve this down the road, and I don't have to be alone. You know, so it's just kind of the opposite. I think they both can be unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Interesting. I never thought of that, because in my mind, I'm like, that's great that like you.
Well, I mean, of course, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, it's great to be alone the rest of my life. But I think that's the unhealthy part of me. I think it serves me. It's a coping mechanism that serves me well, and then also does not serve me well. So
It's interesting because, you know, I'll respond to some people on, you know, on DMs or whatever. And one girl was saying to me, she goes, my ex, I just caught him cheating again. You know, I left, but I just feel like I'm going to be alone forever. And I'm like, I'm giving her advice that like you had have given me the last year. I was like, girlfriend, I was like, first of all, you're not going to be alone forever. Second of all, like, be alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, find yourself and, you know, love yourself. And also, I was like, would you rather have wanted to stay in that? You know, it's like that, then that's not a healthy life either. Like, just to be with someone, like, and that's what I realized. I'm like, oh my God, like, I have wanted to stay just to be with someone. Like, that's not a reason to stay with someone.
I think your brain's always known that.
Yeah.
You've just had a hard time. So when you give advice, and I think you've probably missed, you've given several people advice that I'm like, I think you should take your own advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know it and you want that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes your not feeling deserving of it takes over.
Yeah. Like, but the self-loathing.
Yeah. Like but I think you're self-loathing. I think you're starting to really get it. And so it's even easier to give those people that advice. You're starting to actually believe what we've been telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been, yeah. But, and I'm, yeah, but I'm just so excited what Amy is going, what you're going to bring on this podcast too,
okay,
along the way with us.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. She was sweet. I love that she was just,
I love her energy.
Yeah. She was great. She'd be a fun therapist.
She would
have some wine with her or something. All right, guys. See you next week. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.